Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Minnesota Vikings, 8-7-1, second in the NFC North. The Kirk Cousins experience in Minnesota didn't work out as planned, with the team going from 13 wins behind Case Keenum to just 8 with Cousins.
I think the next level really is all about winning. So if I don't play well, if I don't have gaudy statistics, but we win multiple playoff games this year, the narrative will be I went to the next level. And if I have my best year yet in 2019, but we're 8-8, I didn't go to the next level.
The Viking defense expects to be as dominant as ever thanks to Danielle Hunter, Anthony Barr, and Harrison Smith. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs comprise one of the most formidable wideout duos in the league, but can a backfield of Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison take the pressure off Cousins and the rest of the offense?
You know, as you hear that, it's easy to forget. Anthony Barr actually agreed to a contract with the Jets and eventually reneged. It's crazy. The Jets have had a few linebacker issues. They could really use him. But anyway, we are joined now by the voice of the Vikings, one of the great voices around the NFL, radio play-by-play man for Minnesota, Paul Allen. Paul, how are you today? Welcome to Tiki and Tierney. What's going on?
Brandon, happy Friday. And that big voice breakdown of our team was pretty damn good.
Yeah, okay, so there's nothing to, no nitpicks there, and nothing was missed. It's a good capsule. It sets the...
Well, I mean, defensively speaking, when you're as good as this team has been and as good as I think it will be, I mean, I guess with Danielle Hunter and Anthony Barr, you know, you probably could have thrown Linval Joseph and Xavier there. But, I mean, when big voice guy goes deep diving on Alexander Mattison, boy, you're all squared away, B.
All right, nice. So we're doing our job here. You know, Anthony Barr's, I didn't really think I would start the interview with this. We don't need to exhaust this in terms of time. But, again, he was thought to be a Jet. You know, talk radio, the scene around Minnesota, when Anthony Barr, when everybody thought he was gone, from a schematic point of view and from an emotional point of view, what was the reaction of Minnesota when they thought he left for the Jets?
A couple of things here. I don't believe he ever wanted to be a Jet, with all due respect. You know, I think when...
Not many people do, Paul. Let's be honest.
Le'Veon Bell did, and he has zillions of zillions of reasons why. But, you know, with Anthony, I think, you know, when the offer was made and you get agents involved and everything, it just looked like what was best. And Anthony clearly had regrets, and he came back here. Now, Anthony is one of those high-powered players for a good team that handles the subtlety of a complicated defense so well that if you lose that cog, you lose a lot. So like, people look at Anthony out of UCLA and the way he's built and everything, and they're like, hey, you know, stand him up on the edge like Von Miller and you get 15 sacks. It's not that. That's not the case with Anthony. But, you know, Anthony, with what he does against the pass and against the run and blowing up fullbacks and stuff like that, he's just really, really good.
Okay. Paul, I don't think this is hyperbole. I really don't know what I'm about to say. The Week 3 performance against the Bills last year was at home. For those who may have forgotten, I know you know this, but for those who may have forgotten, Josh Allen ran wild. The score was 27-6 Buffalo. That was on my short list for most mystifying, head-scratching performance by a team that I invested a little bit of energy in terms of what I thought they could be.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like, I know they won games after that, and you know, they somewhat stabilized things, but it was an early foreshadow. What was wrong in totality? What was missing last year for the Vikings?
Terrific question, because it was the Vikings' version of Verlander versus the Tigers. I mean, they were massive favorites in the game. It was not a great Anthony Barr game, along with many others on the team. Now, that was a part of the season, B, where, you know, they were doing some things defensively, where, I mean, George Kittle is good, but like when we beat the Niners week one, man, he and the fullback Juszczyk, mm-hmm. when they were open by 20 yards. Mm. Now found a way to win the game, but like that game had some defensive problems. Our game, Thursday Night Football against the Rams, high scoring, we almost win. But you got like Barr trying to cover Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp and stuff like that, and that there were some problems with the Zimmer defense, which honestly we never see. So they have that extra time after that Rams Thursday night game. Zimmer goes back to the proverbial drawing board, and after that it was a normal Vikings defense. We played the Eagles next. I think they had 3 points at halftime, and we beat them on the road. So some corrections were made. It got better. But, you know, when you go through a season, with all due respect to John DeFilippo, because I like him as a guy, but when you have a first-year offensive coordinator and that coordinator gets fired before the season's over, clearly there is something super negative that's taking place offensively. So just put that whole thing in the football jambalaya, and that led to the 8-7-1.
Okay. It's a good synopsis there. We're talking to Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I like Zimmer. He's old school. He's unapologetic. He just represents a bit of a different generation, which we can both appreciate here. But is he definitively the guy? Like, is he truly the guy?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Mike runs that balance of being a father figure to these players and their boss.
Okay.
So, I mean, Mike works so hard that when the players don't do it specifically defensively the way he wants it done, they feel guilty. And that really – and plus they have elite personnel defensively. So, yeah, Mike is absolutely the defined head coach. Now, in sneaky fashion, Brandon, you know, the new offensive coordinator is Kevin Stefanski. He's 37 years of age. He almost won the Cleveland Browns head coaching job. That's how well-respected and smart Kevin is. His right-hand man is Gary Kubiak, who's been to 7 Super Bowls, won Super Bowl 50 as head coach of the Broncos. And believe it or not, when Kevin got hired, because he's really good friends with Gary's son, Clint, our quarterback's coach, it was Kevin's suggestion to bring in Gary. So when you have a collaborative situation like that, where it's ego-free, that generally leads to high-end productivity.
Okay. One of the things about – I want to get to the division top to bottom here. You know, for years, the Bears – well, I mean, Bears had a nice renaissance last year, but they were obviously down for a while. The Lions are perennially down, although, you know, in Ford Field, they come and they pack it. You never know. You got to obviously play pretty well to beat them. It's not like they're, you know, a completely listless franchise, but they've struggled to have winning consecutive seasons. I say all this here, Paul, because, I don't know, it would put you on the spot between the Packers, between the Vikings, of course, between the Bears, and between a Lions team who's competitive. Is this the best the division's been in a couple of decades?
Well, we can win 12 games and win the division, and I'm not kidding you when I say that. Now, keeping Dalvin Cook healthy the entire season, or at least playing 13 or 14 – he's only played 15 games in 2 years. He's averaging 7.5 yards per carry. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, the Chicago Bears are the real deal, man. I mean, yeah, I might pick them to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, I honestly, in my 18 years of calling football, I have never seen one player join a team in Khalil Mack and revitalize players' careers. Like cornerback Kyle Fuller, he's always been really good. He was unbelievable last year because of Mac. Adrian Amos, the safety, I've liked him. I haven't loved him. I mean, he was so good that he got a boatload of money in free agency. Bryce Callahan became the best nickel in the NFL. Prince Amukamara looked like he was nearing the end. He became really good. So the Khalil Mack factor is unbelievable. The head coach is incredibly innovative. And he uses his parts as well as anybody in the NFL. So the Bears should be prohibitively favored to win this division. Mm. I know we will be better than the Vikings were last year. Now, I mean, as long as A-Rodge is upright, man, I can't disrespect that team.
No.
There is a lot of change. I mean, a lot of free agency on defense and a new head coach. So I think that's a wild card. Lions are going to be better. I think Patricia finally has gotten a full locker room of guys he wants, that's going to be a tough team. It might be the best division in the NFL.
Yeah, that's why I asked you the question. And by the way, with the defensive upgrades, you know, the Packers finally attack free agency, and you can say whatever you want about McCarthy. It just seemed, while it's still a variable, and until it's proven a positive, it's not a positive. But I think that the changes that they had, I think they were needed. It just seemed to get pretty stale out there in Green Bay, right?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron's a tricky figure. And,
yeah.
And I'm a massive Aaron Rodgers fan, and he's the Cinch Hall of Famer, and he's fantastic. I mean, when people talk running quarterbacks, they immediately go to Russell Wilson, who I love. But Aaron's one of the best mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm not kidding you, man. I've heard Zimmer talk about it for years. When Aaron breaks the pocket, hide the women and children, because big-time things happen. But with Aaron, you know, Aaron has an opinion, and Aaron is vocal, and Aaron is a black-and-white kind of guy. And that doesn't necessarily work well with everybody. We'll see how well it works with LaFleur. You know, for their fan base, hopefully it works well for them. But that's a tricky figure. Defensively speaking, I'm a big Za'Darius Smith fan. I think he's going to work out beautifully for them. For the Packers, this has a chance to be one of the better front sevens they've had in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings. So, Paul, I'm always curious about this. When you have that authoritative touchdown call that you do, you got to make sure the pipes don't get a little dusty and rusty during the summer. So, Paul Allen, practice in front of the mirror. How do you keep that call nice and tight and get in, you know, mid-season form?
Yeah, that's one of the more unique questions maybe I've ever gotten, because, not to bore your audience, but you know, I'm in the midst of three jobs right now during August, where I do a weekday radio show on the flagship KFAN.
Yep.
I've been a racetrack announcer at Canterbury Park for 25 years. It's what brought me to Minnesota. In fact, we have racing tonight, and we got a game tomorrow at noon. Mm. So the big key here is I don't do as many of these interviews as I used to. In fact, you know, I'm turning down more than I'm doing, but when Cheeky and Tierney call, I got to do it.
Attaboy.
So I just got to keep the voice fresh. I need to rest, and I just have to be smart. So that's pretty much it. And, you know, in the preseason, you don't ramp up the calls from a play-by-play standpoint, at least I don't, the way I will in the regular season.
Sure. So no, I appreciate
you asking that question. It was a very cool question.
Yeah.
The answer.
I was curious about that stuff. And listen, because the fans don't really think about it in those terms, but, you know, because we just expect, you know, whether it's Papa with the Giants or you with the Vikings or my buddy Bob with Shoes and with the Jets. I mean, you don't just, you know, first weekend after Labor Day just, you know, sound great. There's obviously a little method of preparation. I'm curious how you hit it.
Since you're deep diving here, given sure. I've been a racetrack announcer for a quarter century and I've called 35,000 races.
Wow.
You know, God bless me with the ability to build a crescendo.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 da, da. Here comes Boom. Brandon Tierney on the outside, and he wins by two.
Oh, I like it. At least I won. I was worried you were going to derail me, put me into have a little accident there, Paul.
But you know what? You missed the announcement before the race where I conceded to the fan base that you were a gelding. So
I don't know if I like that.
I've gotten good at building crescendos, and that's kind of key to preserving the voice.
Let's end it with this here. Paul Allen, we know what his contract states. Guaranteed 3 years, so I'm going to purposely position it this way. 4 years from now, which will be 5 years from his first snap as a Viking, is Kirk Cousins still the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings?
Excellent way you line that up. I'm going to say mostly yes. Now, it's a big season for Kirk, simply because when you bring in Kubiak with all this quarterback's cred, and Kevin has worked with Kirk now for a year and change, they have constructed some things offensively that are very conducive to Kirk Cousins, who went on far too many straight 5 and 7 step drops last year. A lot of movement to this offense, Brandon. A lot of getting Kirk out in space, you know, while throwing or running the ball. The 18th overall pick in the draft was a center. They moved the center to left guard. Pat Elflein won a national championship with Ohio State as a guard. They bring in a free agent right guard. The right tackle's in his second year. He's really good. He didn't give up a sack all year last year. Dalvin's healthy. So there have been a lot of things that have been done this offseason to maximize Cousins' performances. Kirk claims he's up to it. I believe he is. I guess we'll find out when we play Atlanta.
One of the big stories of the NFL, and we're all looking forward and waiting to hear those Viking touchdown calls. Paul Allen, keep doing what you do, buddy. Appreciate you, and thanks for carving out time for me. I really appreciate it, Paul.
I appreciate you, man. Tell Tiki, the Vikings announcer, says hello, and have a good weekend.
I will let him know. You got it, man. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.